Welcome to the God, Health, and Me Discovery Course by Prosper in All Things with Brenda Byers-Inn. In this course, you'll learn how to create the healthy, vibrant, energized lifestyle God designed you to have. Discover the science behind biblical truths so you can put the physical and spiritual laws to work for your best health. So get ready to enjoy, take notes, and prosper in all things.
So welcome to the God, Health, and Me Discovery Course. How exciting to bring those three things together, to understand how God feels about your health, to understand your health and how to take back, like we were talking a few minutes ago, take back your power and take back your health. There are no incurable diseases. You're going to begin to understand the root cause of disease. Your body is extremely plastic. It's extremely moldable. It can change day to day, week by week, and you can completely turn around anything in your health. And so you can, if you're healthy, you can take it to whole new levels. And if you're struggling with something, you will learn the tools to turn it around and experience that vibrant, perfect health. So the God, Health, and Me Discovery Course. All of the courses that I teach are built on the Triple Crown Prosperity Plan, which means understanding who you are. And one of the ways you understand is your brain wiring. Understand how you're wired brain-wise. Understanding your spiritual wiring, and that lets you get in touch with your God-given vision, your God-given purpose, the spiritual laws behind, and we'll really see that in some of the other courses in particular, and then create an action plan, because I'm all about action. And so what I love to do, we kind of go back and forth with the right and left hemisphere of the brain. I love to give you the biblical truths. That's where I'm coming. I'm coming from a position of a Judeo-Christian background, but what I want to put out there right from the very beginning, like any of the great teachings, I'll teach from that, but I have no agenda for you. I'm not coming from a religion or a denomination, nor do I have a desire to change you in any of that. So I want you to be totally relaxed and free, and ask that you honor the same in me that allows me to be totally authentically me without your defenses going up. Because I have no desire to change you. I only have the desire to give you the tools, the knowledge to be the best version of you. And so I do that coming out of my core. And I will pull from whatever resource, because I'm very eclectic. And so I may pull from, you know, close to 30 years of business experience and starting million-dollar companies and raising, you know, seven-figure sales teams and so on. I may pull from having coached and mentored everything from colonels in the militaries to founders of hotel chains to single moms to, you know, whole teams. I may pull from the biblical truths that have formed my core values. I may pull from quantum physics. I may come in from the total science. I may come in from the nutrition, from the health, from the physiology. I do have degrees in nutrition and exercise physiology and in business. So what I consider all of that is a toolbox that as the Spirit leads me, I'll pull whatever will help you get to the next level. And so to do that, I need to just like be free and just be totally me and not feel like any box, and allow you to be the same. And so really the best way, I always kind of, as we set the intention, it's your intention, it's not my intention, it's your intention. And the real key to being able to do that is, first of all, just leave ego at the door. Just leave ego at the door. Suspend judgment for just a little while. You can go home and pick apart and judge whatever you want that I do, but put it on hold just today so that you can allow the information to come in. And then you can apply it, and you can take what works for you, and you can throw out what doesn't. But the fact of the matter is, those of you that have gone on this journey, you know, Prosper in All Things is a very young company. Our first event was only 6 months ago. Even, not even that, right? 6 months ago. And if you consider the level of transformation, those of you counting on your fingers, yeah, I think I counted right.
Yeah, Latanya was with us. Yeah.
And those of you that have just come along that journey, I mean, the breakthrough that I'm seeing and the stories. I was so moved last week when you told me, and I just got to hear another one with Robin, having your best month ever, having your first $10,000 month, having, you know, the peace with your prosperity, because that's what I'm all about. I'm about bringing together these pieces, bring together your spiritual life, bring together who you are physically, emotionally, relationally, and the name of the company, Prosper in All Things, comes from 3 John 2. And it goes like this: Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things. And why are we here today? And be in health, even as your soul prospers. Now, do you know, that's been my message, that's my core. I sign, if you see me sign an email or a letter, it'll always say, praying you prosper in all things. It's my signature line. And do you know that God saved the .com? I didn't pay extra for it. It's been sitting there through all this .com era, just waiting for me, for his grace, because I'm a spoiled king's kid, just to be able to bring this, because it's such a powerful message. You see, it's powerful because it starts with love. Beloved, we're going to talk a lot about love today. We're going to talk about operating in high frequency vibrations and love being one of the highest. And so, beloved, it's all about loving, loving God, loving yourself, loving others, starting with that foundation of love. It says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things. See, God wants you to prosper physically, relationally, spiritually, every area of your life. But he gives you the little clue that most people miss in that verse. Even as your soul prospers. Biblically, soul means mind, will, and emotions. So you've got this thing going on that most people don't understand. In our Greek mindset, most of us in the West, I've lived all over the world. I've lived in Asia. I understand the Eastern mindset. I was married to a Korean for 26 years. I understand the Eastern mindset. I understand our Greek education, which is very different. And in our Greek mindset separates out things. And it separates the outside from the inside. And it separates even within the inside. And the minute we come to the breakthrough like you had this morning, where there's 0 degrees of separation between love and you, you come back to the wholeness. And that's what I believe this is about. It's about wholeness, prospering in every area of your life. Beloved, I pray you prosper in all things, even as your soul, your mind, will, and emotions. So today we're going to be spending a lot of time on your soul from that definition, your mind, your will, your emotions. Because as that prospers, it's an equation. It's a mathematical equation. As your soul prospers, your mind, will, and emotions prospers, so are your finances. There's a reason why you guys are seeing this across the board. There's a reason why you're having the best financial month, but you're also getting the best health month, but you're actually getting the best relational month, and you're learning to love yourself. There's a reason, because all of that is the same. It's one and the same. As your soul, as your mind, will, and emotions prospers, your health's going to prosper. Your finances are going to prosper. There is 0 degree. That's why I can take the Triple Crown Prosperity Plan and apply it to your health, and apply it to your business, and apply it to your spiritual life. Do you understand? It's one and the same. This is the equation. I pray you may prosper even as your soul prospers. That's why you'll start seeing the commonality. And so to think in less than 6 months, the level of breakthrough, for many of you, 1 or 2 months that you've been around, for many of you, one event, and already begin to see change. That excites me to no end. So excited today to walk in that. So walk in a way that we give each other total freedom to be transparent, to be who we are, to be without judgment, and to walk in love in that high frequency vibration of acceptance and love. To allow the transformation to happen. So let's start on the page, I don't see a page number on this one, but the biblical foundation of health. Let's start on that page right there. What I love to do is give a biblical foundation and then give the science behind it. So we're going to go back and forth in that direction. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you excited?
Yes. Yes.
Are you hungry?
Yes.
Not physical food hungry. I mean, like, take in.
Take in
what it takes for transformation. So the first thing to understand when you're looking at how God views health, I want you to understand that health is a gift from God. Health is a gift from God. Health is your natural birthright. You were born with that gift. Your body is designed to self-correct. You were born with the gift to walk in vibrant health. And it's the choices that we make in our predominant emotional state, in our mental state, in the words that we're speaking that take us out of the natural. Natural is health. You were wired. Your body is wired for health. You're designed for health. You were created to health. That's why it's so amazing the things we can do to abuse our body and still have it try to self-correct and try to hang on and take you there, take you down that path. You're designed for health. Health is a gift from God. And begin to look at it as natural. Dis-ease is not natural. Dis-ease.
Yeah.
It's you being out of ease. It's you being out of your zone, your natural walk-in, who you are, whose you are, your purpose on the planet. You get out of that ease, and now you get dis-ease. You're pulling out of your natural center who you are, who you're created to be. So dis-ease is not normal. And even if medicine tells you, oh, well, I mean, you're just getting older. You should expect that. No. No. It's not about getting older. We have too much evidence that that's not the case. We have too much evidence that the rate that your body is aging has almost total in terms of the vibrational state that you're walking in.
Yeah.
So understand that health is normal. Health is a gift. Disease, illness is not normal. And then B, of course, God wants you to prosper in all things. So what's your role? What can you do to take back your power, to take back your health, to take back your divine birthright? Because that's really what it is. It's the sooner that you discover the power that God has already put within you, who you are. The minute you get a hold of that and understand that, everything changes. We've just given away our power. We've been just walking through this thing blindly, not knowing the power that's in us, the way that we're created. And the minute you start understanding that and you take back that power, and we already saw this morning as we were talking, the way that you've begun taking back that power, everything changes. As you change, everything changes. As your mindset changes, everything changes. So a key verse that I use is a proverb, and it says, as a man thinketh in his heart, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That in itself right there can summarize the whole shebang right there. You see, I used to think when I first read that years and years ago, I used to think, oh, it's because the Bible's so outdated. We don't think with our heart. We think with our brain. What would the heart have to do? And I used to just think, oh, they were just primitive. They didn't understand. The Bible's old. I don't get it. Our science is only now catching up to understand the profound truth of the role of your heart. And it's exponentially the information coming out. Do you know that your heart has now been classified as an endocrine organ, meaning it produces the hormones and the neurotransmitters? Do you know it produces oxytocin? You know the bonding hormone that you get when you nurse your baby, when you have a baby, or when you hug someone?
Yeah.
It's the reason I hug you guys heart to heart. It's the reason I touch you. It's producing the oxytocin in you, that bonding hormone, and it's coming straight from your heart. It's producing these neurotransmitters. Did you know that the heart is an afferent organ, meaning the heart is communicating with the brain? Didn't you always just think that the brain was the central command center and everything was coming out of your brain? And so you had to teach your brain to talk to your heart and teach your brain. Actually, did you know the amount of energy coming out of your heart is 100 times stronger than the energy, the electromagnetic energy coming from your brain? Do you know we've been able to monitor 8 to 12 feet of electromagnetic currency coming out of your heart? And do you know that it's way stronger than coming out of your brain?
Yeah.
This is where the power is. So coming back to understanding that as a man thinketh in his heart, do you think with your heart? Yes, you do. And does it communicate with every cell in your body? Yes, it does. Now, here's where we get all messed up. At least I was all messed up. I can only teach you out of my pain. I can teach you out of all the mistakes I've made as well as the successes that I've had. And I was taught that you couldn't trust your heart, which can really mess with you. So in my particular case, it's really only by God's grace that I was protected. I would have been a perfect candidate. I mean, besides the fact that I have been in health and nutrition all my life and I own a health and nutrition company and I have God's grace on me to protect me, had I not had those things, I would have been the perfect candidate for a heart attack. I'm not. I'm not now. I'm not speaking that over myself. I'm not at all. My heart is being healed. But I took a broken heart from childhood. Of being raised, of a daughter, you know, I was born to a Demerol addicted mother. I was born to an alcoholic and drug addicted. I mean, to me, to watch my mom practically overdose on Demerol, shoot herself up, I had to be prepared to help her go into seizures, to go in and see the level of violence and alcoholism and all. I was born into that type of family, and so I was already born. An absent father, sexually abused father. I mean, all the stuff that I was brought into, I carried a broken heart. And guess what? When you leave that frequency, guess what you're going to attract? If you don't change things, you're going to keep attracting more and more of the same thing. You see, when you look biblically at the journey of freedom, because everything in the Bible has multi-layers, and I'm going to hit you on all of them. I'm very seldom are you going to find me in the religious. I'm the most non-religious person you'll meet. So you're not going to find me in religion and dogma, but I'm going to try to bring truths to you and metaphors to you, because we learn in stories and we learn in metaphors. So I'm going to bring you a little deeper application. So when the children of Israel had to come out of bondage in Egypt and get to their promised land, that place of possession, that place of being who they are and knowing whose they are and walking in that power, well, all of you are coming out of this place of bondage, of slavery, of submitting yourself to slavery, to ideas, to cultures, to rules, to things that have been put on you. All of you have been in that type of slavery, and some of you it's self-inflicted slavery, some of you have put yourself in relational slavery, some of you have put yourself in financial slavery, some of you have put yourself in illness, but you're here in the process of moving out of your Egypt into your promised land. And so we get you out. And so maybe you've had that catalyst, and that's why you're here. You've had enough of a push that says, I got to get out of here. This isn't working. I got to get out of here. You're drawn. You're here today because you manifested a desire to get out of that bondage and get into a new level of freedom. And so you started down this journey. But the problem is, it's not just getting you out of Egypt. It's getting Egypt out of you. It's getting old thinking and old mindsetting and old behaviors and old actions and old sabotage patterns. It's getting the Egypt out of you to get you to the promised land. And it's not always a direct journey. And my goal is to help make that faster and give you the tools that you don't have to spend what would be an 11-day journey in this metaphor, biblically, 11-day journey that took 40 years. Of going around the same mountain. Because see, if you don't get the lesson the first time, guess what? It comes back again. And if you don't get it again, it's going to come back again. And it's going to keep on coming back. And you are going to be in this pattern going around the mountain until you decide that you're done with it. That's why I said to you today, the day that you decide you're done, you're done. And you'll break free and you don't have to go. It's not God's design for you to go to mountain mountain. You weren't built with going mountain round equipping. It's not who you are. To get on that 11-day journey to get into the promised land. That's what we're talking about today. And that begins at the heart. So I took this broken heart out of my past and then attracted it into a marriage and then manifested the exact same thing for another 26 years. So now you take a lifetime of a broken heart and then you're taught that your heart is desperately wicked and you can't trust it, because you pull one verse out of Old Testament that talks about the unrenewed mind, that talks about the old you before you're transformed. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You're talking about an untransformed state that's stuck in bondage. You come out and you think, oh, I got to hold on to that Egypt in my heart. And so you get to a place where you can be set free from that mindset. And that's what today is about, I believe, and I'm speaking for you. Today is about being set free from the mindset of Egypt, the things that have changed, have chained you and have paralyzed you. And so have kept your health where your health is, have kept your finances where your finances are, have kept your relationships where your relationships are. Today is about breaking free and not only getting you out of Egypt, but getting Egypt out of you, so that you can know who you are and whose you are and the divine purpose for which you're created, so that you can go out and shine as lights in a dark sky, so you can go out and be the very best version of you. Make sense? That's what today is about. So as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now watch the correlation. I want to show you, this is all over. I could give you 100 verses. I gave you a few just to get in your mind. Watch the correlation biblically between your health and your mindset. Watch this. So if you look at the next one, it says a calm and undisturbed mind and heart are life and the health of the body. See, that's the ease without the dis-ease. Do you see that? Mm-hmm. Do you see it right there? There's the ease, a calm, peace. Mm-hmm. A calm and undisturbed heart and mind and heart are the life and the health of the body. And then Proverbs always gives you a contrast. It's kind of very often that it says this and this. I give you today life and death. Choose life. There's always these contrasts, right? So it'll be these parallels. In fact, a great way to study Proverbs is to make a T-chart, and then you put on both sides. This is if I do this, this comes if I do this. It's the way I homeschooled my kids, okay? Just a T-chart. So on the T-chart on this side, you walk in God's peace, which is natural, okay? And you're going to have health and you're going to have life, okay? On the other side, should you choose the low-frequency emotions, should you choose to hold on and not know how to process them, and it gives you a couple of them, envy, jealousy, wrath. By the way, there's only two types of emotions, and we're going to get into this. There's love-based emotions, and there's fear-based emotions. Mm-hmm. So we went with the love-based emotions. Okay, that was the calm and undisturbed, and we're going to see what those love-based emotions look like. Now, it just listed three of the fear-based emotions right there. Envy, jealousy, and wrath. There's your anger. And what do they do? What does it say that those do?
Rot the bones.
Ooh, how interesting. You're holding on to some stuff and suddenly you got osteoporosis, osteoarthritis. It's right there. It's right there in the Bible. You hold on to envy and bitterness. In fact, hold on to anything that is rigid and watch the rigidity take place inside your body. Rigidly hold on to something and watch the arteries get hard. Watch the bones get hard and brittle. Watch the eyes get hard and brittle. See? Here's the biggest thing. When you get rid of your Greek thinking, the Greek thinking that says that what's going on inside is separate from what's going on outside, and you understand that as within, so without. Your outside is simply a screen showing you. It is your, like a movie projector. Your life is your movie projector showing you what's going on inside. Nothing more, nothing less. Change this, your movie projector is going to change. Put in a new DVD, and a new movie is going to play. I promise you, if there's one thing I know after doing this for 25, 30 years, if there's one thing I know, we can go to the machine right here, we can put a new DVD in, out of the projector is going to come a new movie, which is your new life. Mm-hmm. Promise you. Guaranteed. Now that's just cool, because guess what? You're no longer a victim. Mm-hmm. You took back your God-given power. See, here's what I want you to understand, and I always teach this. It's super important that you understand that there's two ways of viewing the world. One is coming from an internal locus of control, and one is coming from an external locus of control. External locus of control thinks that everything happening to them is outside. I just hope the economy changes. I just hope we get a new president. I just hope they discover the new drug. I just hope that this changes. I hope that the government gets this. I hope. And you're just waiting for something to change. You know what we know psychologically? I learned this when I was working on my master's in counseling. You know what we know? People that operate, that things are out here, that they're removed from you and you have no control, call that victim. That when you're living in that, you're the most likely to be depressed, anxious, suicidal, use drugs or alcohol. The people who do that are the people who are living in an external locus of control. Biblically, we have an internal locus of control. Out of the heart flows the issues of life. Scripture says, guard your heart with all diligence. This, if you want to know what to guard, guard your heart with all diligence, because out of the heart flows the issues of life. That's an internal locus of control that says, oh, really? So all I need to do is begin to change my mind, my heart, my words, and my world's going to change? And the answer is yes. With an exclamation point, internal locus of control. Well, the people who have an internal locus of control walk in the greatest power. They walk in their authentic self. They walk in the greatest joy. Depression goes out the window. Anxiety goes out the window. You get the tools, the things I'm teaching you today, you get the tools, and we talked about it. Now it simply becomes a self-correction thing that you begin to understand. See, we're all sitting here with external locus of control, even in religion. Even in the church, we're sitting there going, oh God, please help me with my finances, help me with my depression, help me with my marriage, please help me. And he's going, what exactly would you like me to do more? Because I took the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, and I put it inside of you. And I gave you the power of life and death in your tongue. And I gave you all authority that you can trample on serpents, that you can even drink poison, that you can put hands on the sick and you can make them well, including laying hands on yourself. I broke every barrier. There is no separation. David said, where can I go that there is no God? If I go to the farthest sea, there you are. If I descend into the deepest hell, there you are. If I rise to the heaven, that's called 0 degrees of separation between you and God. They said, Jesus, when is this kingdom going to come? Where is it? External locus of control. When is this kingdom going to come that's going to save us from the Roman, from the tyrants, from the tyrants, from the, I'm not even pronouncing that word right. You guys got me. Let me show you how you've been programmed from childhood. See, I spend hundreds of hours preparing these notes, and then God gives me something totally different. So this is what you're supposed to hear today. As women in a Western culture, and I don't know, you'll have to correct me. I'm gonna speak right now as a white woman. I grew up on Cinderella and Snow White. Did you guys grow up on all that same stuff? Okay. You know, Beauty and the Beast, okay? Yeah? All right. Now, what's common with all of those? You've got a poor victim who has a wicked stepmother or who has some great troubles and tribulations in her life, right? Yep. And what is she waiting for to come rescue her? Oh, here comes the prince and the white horse to whisk me away, Kelda, and take her away from ever. Okay, well, that's like a little pressure on your Prince Charming when he shows up.
Right.
And it's a total giving up of your power, of who God made you to be. And it's a total victim mentality. And so the first minute that doesn't work, guess what? I mean, I discovered it real hard. I cried all the way through my honeymoon. I'm just being transparent with you. Should have been my first clue, right? So it just took me 26 years to get it. I'm a little slow. Okay. You feel me, sister? You get me?
Mine was no...
No.
No great church.
Okay. So, but we attracted that until we discovered who we are and whose we are. Just like you'll attract the dis-ease, the symptom, the illness, until you take back and understand who you are. There is zero. So they said, where is this kingdom? They were operating in the same mentality. Where is this kingdom? Where's the Messiah going to be that's going to save us? And he said, when they tell you go over there and look, and they tell you go over here, don't listen, because let me tell you where the kingdom is, Jesus said. Where? Oh. Well, that's different. See, we're always looking. Who's going to save us? Who's going to pull us out of this mess? Where's my outside answer? When's the government going to change? When's the economy going to change? When's medicine going to change? When's my family going to change? When's my spouse going to change? When's my health? We're looking out here. If I can teach you one thing today, if I can just teach you to get back in touch with who you are and to operate from here, just look at this as the DVD player that you can put in whatever movie you want. That's going to go out through the projector, that's going to project what you manifest in your life. I promise you that. There's no incurable diseases. There's no incurable financial problem. There's no, it just isn't there. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, here's another one. See, the strong spirit, and that's often interchangeable, heart, spirit, right there. The strong spirit of a man does what?
Sustain him in bodily pain.
Sustains him. You may have pain, you may have trouble, you may have something, but I'll tell you what, you get your spirit strong, and you're going to go right through it. You're going to go right through it. But don't deal with your heart. Go around with a broken heart. Don't deal with your emotions. Go around with these toxic emotions, this bitterness, envy, jealousy, which is going to settle in your liver. And liver springs into every disease. That's the root of all disease, starts in the liver. And what happens? What does it say? A weak and broken spirit?
Who can raise up?
Who can bear? Too heavy to bear. There's no medication strong enough for you to bear a broken spirit. I don't care how much they up your depression medication, your anxiety. If we don't get to the spirit, there's no medication going to save you. It doesn't exist. It starts right here. Look at the next one. A happy heart is what?
Is good medicine.
Huh. You want some good medicine? It's a really good medicine. A happy heart is good medicine.
Yes.
And a cheerful mind works what?
Healing.
Oh, you're going to understand the science behind this. I'm giving you the biblical truth right now. Wait till you see the science. Cheerful. You could put in the word joy. Highest frequency emotions under bliss. I mean, it goes, love is at 500 and joy, I think, is at 540. You'll understand this a little bit later in this. So you got the highest frequency. You got a happy heart. You walk in that high frequency, it's good medicine. Cheerful mind, joy, it works healing. So I say there's no incurable diseases. You want healing, you walk in that level of vibration. But here's the Proverbs contrast. They always do the two sides. But a broken spirit,
dries up the bones.
There it goes again. Your very foundation, what sustains you. Do you really think that osteoporosis is about us not getting enough calcium? Did you really buy into that, that your body needs milk, which was designed for baby cows that grow at a rate and molecules that are way too big? Did you really grow up that? Well, why don't you study all the cultures that have almost zero calcium and have no milk in their diet? And why do you wonder why they don't have any osteoporosis? You know, my... Greg, coming from Korea, he'd never had any milk. He's got the strongest teeth. He'd never been to the dentist. When I met him and he was like 28 years old, and I'm like, you've never been to a dentist? You need to go. No cavities. Strong bones, strong teeth. Never had milk. Oh, you mean Egypt's been programming you a little bit? Oh, you mean the greatest marketing machine that told you that you had to have beef and you had to have dairy? And it started promoting right along with Cinderella and Snow White and Beauty and the Beast. You got your little kindergarten pamphlets that were produced by the Dairy Council to show you why your body needed milk. And then you got a bunch of influential people to put some shaving cream on their upper lip and tell you that that's what you needed to do to not have osteoporosis. And you're buying into that. And you're running around trying to figure out how to get enough calcium. Interesting. Interesting thought. Why don't you study the cultures that have 1/10 of the calcium intake that we have and no osteoporosis? Interesting. Mm-hmm. Never drank a glass of milk in their life? Interesting. Just a thought. Strong bones. Where is it originating? What is it? What is it showing there? Okay. Let's talk about the science behind that truth that I just gave you. Let's get into some science. Let's get into some big words that have big meanings that will change the way you look at your body and your brain. So the first one is called psychoneuroimmunology. You guys can try saying that.
Psychoneuroimmunology.
See, don't you sound smart already?
Yeah, got it.
Say you got an education, see? Okay, psychoneuroimmunology. Actually, there's been talk of even making it psychoneuroendocrine immunology because what we're finding is that all of those systems are completely tied in with your mindset. So the psycho has to do with your mindset. Neuro has to do with your nervous system, right? Mm-hmm. And then the other system that they should be adding in, it has to do with our endocrine system, and it has to do with our immune system. So your endocrine system, your whole hormonal balance, your immune system, your whole body's defense system that keeps disease and illness and infection and bacteria and all that stuff away is all tied in with the psychoneuroimmunology, or you could make it psychoneuroendocrine immunology.
So when they used to diagnose people with a psychosomatic disease,
they were more accurate
than
we've gotten further and further from the truth. Do you really think that your headaches are a Tylenol deficiency?
No, not at all.
Do you really think that you have a drug deficiency? Do you really think that your symptom can be cured with a drug? You see, we're skating on the surface and we've stopped getting into the root issue. Mm-hmm. Where is this coming from in the first place? Where did this originate? If you can go back to a deeper thinking, you got to get past the educational system we have right now, which is a take in massive information, shove in massive information, learn to regurgitate it, and you can learn to think again. See, the challenge for most people right now is an undisciplined mind. Can I tell you the number one challenge is an undisciplined mind? It's not an undisciplined life. It's an undisciplined mind, meaning you don't even put a correlation as to what you're thinking. You don't even hold yourself accountable for what thoughts that you're choosing to hold on to. Scripture says, take every thought captive. We're not taking every thought captive. In fact, what we think that we call thinking isn't even thinking. Did you know that? What we call thinking is picking up the general vibrational in the atmosphere that's out there and absorbing it into ourselves and thinking that it's our own and living in the past and remembering. We call that thinking. That's not thinking. So learning to take back and think again. When you learn to think, you learn to reason from cause to effect. Stop focusing over here on the symptoms. Stop focusing on the leaves on the tree and get to the root of the tree. Mm-hmm. Don't settle till you get to the cause. Learn to reason from cause to effect. And we lost that connection. And so now we get an infection and we don't say, what's the cause? We say, let me get to a doctor and get myself some antibiotics. We get a headache, and we don't say, what's going on? Mm-hmm. that gave me a headache. We say, anybody got some Tylenol, you got some aspirin, you got some Excedrin, whatever it is, you know. We don't even think to ask ourselves, now what is causing this? We think, how can we remove the symptom? You see, that's equivalent to driving down in your car and the red light, check engine light goes on in your car, and that's a symptom. It's a check engine light. It's for you to wake up and say, ooh, what is my body telling me? Because your body talks to you all day long, and the symptom is designed to be a detection that allows you to go, ooh, what is my body telling me? Oh, okay, let me get to the cause. What mindset am I operating in right now? What thoughts and emotions am I holding on to right now? What's my predominant emotion? It's supposed to be a red engine. Ooh, pull over, check the oil. In your case, check the oil. What's spirit doing? Check the oil. But instead, we don't check the oil. We don't check the engine. We don't check the cause. We take wire cutters and say, oh, I hate it when that light comes on. Mm-hmm. Let me just cut that baby. Oh, good. I don't feel any pain anymore. It must be working. Never dealing with the root cause. If there's anything I'm going to do with you when you hang with me is get you to think about root causes. Get you to be thinkers again. That God-given gift that you have of discernment and wisdom. And stop just taking everything that's handed to you and eating it full speed. We were talking about doctors' diagnoses and the power. Understand what's going on with that. You've got what we've placed in authority. You've got an authority figure. Your belief, everything's all wide open. You've got an authority figure using the power of the tongue, which scripture says the power of life and death is in the tongue, using the power, the creative force, words. The universe was created by words. Yes. You got an authority using the creative power of words, speaking them to you when you're in a vulnerable state that can trigger fear that fast. I walk up to you and I say, excuse me, ma'am, but your labs say that you've got, you know, stage 3 cancer. Bam, fear, every neuropeptide of fear communicates with every cell. Everything shuts down. The immune system shuts down. Panic comes in. Now you got the emotion that radiates the electromagnetic frequency. Now it's affecting not only your DNA, which we know it affects, even if we removed your DNA from your body 100 miles, that those neuropeptides and those EMFs are affecting your DNA, changing your DNA, no matter how far away now, let alone in your own body. So now we've got your DNA at the very core level being shifted, and now you're going to walk out in action based on that cycle that just happened. You get it. When you start understanding, you'll take back your power. Like my friend Walter in Missouri. I didn't know him. He's a very, very prophetic, walks in the prophetic gifting, very anointed human being, also a painter by trade, who happens to really come alongside a ministry that supports trafficked girls that is a very close friend of mine in Missouri that I support and am really behind. And Walter goes into the doctor's office, and the doctor says, Walter, it's time for you to put down your paintbrushes. And he points at a wheelchair. Oh, now add the visual aspect to the words and the authority and the power. And he points at a wheelchair and he says, that's where you're going. You need to start making preparation. Yeah. What do you do when you get something like that? Well, Walter was a man of God. He walked outside, stood outside the door of the doctor's office. And he said, Lord, I've heard the doctor's report. Now, what do you say? Can you distinguish that? Can you separate the stuff that comes at you all day long and start taking back your power? He took back his power. He took back his God-given, the Spirit of God. Jesus said, it's good that I go away. If I go, I'll send one just like me, the Paraclete, who will dwell inside of you. He'll be your helper, counselor, comforter, intercessor, advocate. Stand by, and he'll guide you into all truth. He'll show you things to come, and he'll guide you into all truth. Mm-hmm. He tapped into the all truth that you have inside of you. Mm-hmm. He tapped into the all truth and said, I heard the doctor's report, but what do you say? And Spirit, if you learn to listen to the voice of God, Spirit said, I have something from some people that you've not yet met that's going to help you. Mm-hmm. He gets home. The team that I was with on that farm that works with the abused girls knew Walter lived a couple hours away, that Walter was supposed to hear this. They also knew that he heard from God, and they weren't going to say anything, have God speak to him. So they left a message on his answering machine that went like this. Hey, Walter, ask God if you're supposed to be at the farm on Sunday. Mm-hmm. He gets home, pushes the answering machine, hears that. Spirit said, that's the people I was telling you about. See, when you'll learn to listen and you'll learn to follow. So he shows up on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And we're having church in the house there. We're just having a great time worshiping. And we walk in. I'm sitting minding my own business in the back corner. And Spirit says, that's the people I told you that have what you need. And gives them the word. And it happened to be our immune supplement and totally turned it around from. That's not the point of me bringing up the story. The point is, there's always a ram in the bush. For whatever you have, God has the answer for you. If you'll shut down the noise, you'll tap into the truth. You'll tap back into responsibility, taking responsibility for your own health. You'll tap back into the root cause. You'll ask for what you need. See, he already had the mindset. He already had taking back his power. He already understood all of that. No, he just needed a little. Spirit will show you. What food? What water? What? All of those details is not complicated. You'll know. Had another friend, became a friend later, is one of the larger televangelists. And before he was ever on TV, his wife got diagnosed with MS. Kicked in the fear. It went real fast. Pretty soon in bed, paralyzed, neck down. This man understood what I'm teaching you today. You could Google him. His name is Dr. Nasser Siddiqui. You could go read his story. He's now a friend. But he closed everybody out of the room. No one could come in. He had to control the environment. No one could come in and see his wife. If you weren't coming in with life, if you weren't coming in with spirit, if you didn't understand the power of words, if you weren't bringing that love, light, that positive energy, you weren't allowed to see her. And they said, you guys are in denial. You need to start teaching her how to use her tools to be able to get around and be paralyzed. No. So no one was allowed to come in, and 24/7 had that powerful, the music and the affirmations and the scripture and the words and the prayers. Till she was totally healed. This has been a long time. Gosh, it's probably been a couple decades now. And then Spirit took her in the grocery store and would show her what food. She'd go through the vegetable and get two of those, get one of those. Began to change her eating. She hasn't had MS all of these years, decades. There's no incurable diseases, only incurable mindsets. Only incurable thinking. No incurable diseases, your body. And that's what this is saying. Psychoneuroimmunology. First thing to understand is that everything has a psychological root. It has a spiritual root. It has a mindset root. The only side to that I would add right now is what we're dealing with, all of the electrosmog, with all the electromagnetic radiation and everything that's hitting. If you're using a microwave, you need to talk to me. If you're keeping phones on your head, if you're sleeping next to your phone, if you've got, you know, digital alarm clocks next, if you're just like poisoning your body is electric. Your body is electric. You take it down to the smallest cell, you take it down to the smallest atom, you take it to the smallest quanta within that atom, and it's simply energy. So you start messing with your energy fields. Well, there's two ways you can do that. One is internally from your mindset, and two is how much electromagnetic frequency and radiation you're allowing into your life. That's the two things that's going to mess with your health, period. Learn to change those two things, and disease doesn't exist anymore. You take the dis off of ease and you move back into the ease. Make sense? And there's some things you can do. It's called being alert. It's called being conscious. Mm-hmm. It's called understanding and taking back responsibility for your health. You see, you're either going to take responsibility for your health or you're going to end up delegating it to the medical system. and you're going to go the path that that leads to. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. The second big word that you see right there next to it is neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity.
Oh, I didn't get the blanks filled in.
Oh, it affects your nervous, your endocrine, and your immune systems.
Thank you.
So the study of how your predominant thought patterns, your belief systems, and your emotional state has an effect on your nervous system. It has an effect on your endocrine system. All your hormones are being, your neurotransmitters are totally being affected by your predominant emotional state. Did you know that every emotion has its own neuropeptide? If you study Candace Pert and the molecules of emotion, you'll begin to understand she's identified fear has its own neuropeptide. Hate has its own neuropeptide. Love has its own neuropeptide. Every emotion that you have has its own. That's why it's called molecules of emotions, what she began to understand. And your brain and your body has receptor sites for each of these neuropeptides. And your cells get accustomed. If you've constantly lived in fear, then your cells have developed receptor sites for the fear neuropeptides. And in fact, they become addicted to it. They actually expect it. So we have to create whole new neural pathways. We have to bring in new neuropeptides. So you have to understand the psychoneuroimmunology is letting you know the root, that first of all, you want to get back to the root cause. What is your predominant? Yeah, I'm going to break in like 3 minutes. Okay. What is your predominant emotional state? That's the first thing to understand. With neuroplasticity, what I want you to understand, the word plastic means pliable, means changeable. So what I want you to understand is that you are capable of creating whole new neural pathways in your brain and in your body, whole new receptor sites, whole new frequencies, whole new vibrations. Okay? Neuroplasticity. So what I want to do is take a quick break, because many of us can only endure what our bladder can endure and our seat can endure. And so we're going to stretch. We're going to take a break, get freshened up, and I'm going to hit heavy on the neuroplasticity. Okay?